Well, look, I voted against this health care bill right from the start 3 years ago. I've determined that it just doesn't do what we need to do in terms of creating a sustainable health care system that's affordable for everyone over the long term. And that's been my position since the bill was first voted on in the committee I'm on in the House of Representatives. And that's the position I have today.
Now, Congressman, although you didn't vote to pass the bill, you have previously voted against repealing the bill, saying that would not be a helpful effort. Why did you change your mind about that?
Well, I think it was important to let the Supreme Court rule. Their lawsuits had been filed, and I thought the constitutional questions deserved to be addressed at that time. And since then, we've also had more opportunity to learn more about the bill and aspects of it that work and don't work, like the CLASS Act, which even the Obama administration has said doesn't work within the bill. And so, again, this is I've always had concerns about that this bill doesn't do what we need to do to reform our health care system.
Today's vote has been criticized as a show vote because the Senate is unlikely to take up the bill, much less pass it, and President Obama has vowed to veto it. How do you feel about that aspect?
Look, I don't think either political party has handled the health care issue very well. I think that there are a number of pragmatic steps that we ought to be talking about to sustain a future healthcare system. Ultimately, that's the biggest problem for me, is whether this bill is in place or not, the economic forecast is the same, and that is that healthcare expenditures are going to continue to climb at a greater rate than inflation throughout the next decade. We can't sustain that trend, and I'd like to see a more constructive approach from folks in the policy world about trying to come up with solutions.
Do you think it's unlikely at this point that there will be anything constructive done about health care before November?
I think it's unlikely that you're going to see much action between now and November to affect new health care policy.
And is that simply because of the partisanship in D.C.?
Well, I think, first of all, these are there are limited legislative days. There's too much partisanship on the part of both parties in Washington these days. But ultimately, I think the marketplace is going to demand that changes are made to create a sustainable system.
Now, Congressman, there were definitely aspects of the Affordable Care Act that you did support. Could you detail which ones those are?
Oh, there's no question there are good and bad aspects of this bill. And the good news is some of the good aspects of this bill, the marketplace has already responded. You've had, just in the last month, right before the Supreme Court decision, several of the major insurance companies indicate that regardless of what happens with the actual legislation, that they were going to maintain the provisions to allow children to stay on parents' health insurance until age 26, or they were going to maintain the provisions that allow no co-payments on things like immunizations and other preventive care, and that they're going to get rid of lifetime caps on insurance. So it is good to see that the private sector is responding to some of these provisions of the bill that I think everyone does agree with.
Now, Congressman, I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that your opponent this November, Mia Love, has already sent out a statement saying this was a vote of political expediency for you, and Democrats are commenting on your Facebook page as well and are harshly critical. What would you say to the people out there who are saying this was a vote, related to politics?
Well, again, I'd say, you know, from the time this bill first came before the Energy and Commerce Committee, of which I'm a member, I voted no. I voted no three times when it went through Congress in committee, when it was voted on in the House version, and the version that came back from the Senate. So I have always expressed reservations about this legislation. There's nothing new here. And I think most people in Utah, if you get away from the rhetoric that's out there, most people are looking for a more pragmatic approach to this issue, and that's what I'm trying to offer.
And finally, Congressman, if the real problem with this bill is that it does not rein in health care costs, do you have any ideas on that front on a new bill that could actually do that?
There's no question there are opportunities, and there's not one or two things we need to do. There are probably dozens, if not hundreds, of different reforms we need to look at. But in the broad sense, we need to take a look at a problem where about 30% of all the procedures we do in America are not medically necessary. That is remarkably wasteful. We need to look at malpractice reform as one of the answers to that problem. I strongly believe we need to do that. We need to look at payment system reform as well. All the incentives in our healthcare system are incentives to do more, not to do well. or to do better, the more you do, the more you get paid because you're paid by procedure. I think we need to build a system where people have the incentives to look for the best outcomes and the best quality, and that applies to both providers and to consumers. And those incentives don't exist in our healthcare system the way the delivery system's set up today. That's the type of discussion we ought to be having in this country.
Does that mean that you also opposed the Medicaid expansion the federal government wants to see on the states, the part that the Supreme Court said was unconstitutional?
Well, I think that we need to look for ways to I think the goal of having everyone have access to health care is an important goal. I certainly support efforts to do that. Medicaid expansion, that's one mechanism to do it. However, Medicaid expansion is also interesting because from the provider side, Medicaid pays at a lower rate than Medicare or than private health insurance. And you have to ask a question about if that is sustainable to shift more people onto a lower rate system and how that fits into the provider world. And I, to be honest, I don't think anyone's answered that question yet, but that's a concern that I'd like to see addressed.